David Bowie from Aladdin Sane to start the hour, and a Panic in Detroit at 8:15, the Full English Breakfast Show. Bad news for Sir Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos. The United States has tightened its definition of the word astronauts. New Federal Aviation Administration rules say astronauts hopefuls must be part of the flight crew and make contributions to space flight safety. That means that Mr. Bezos and Sir Richard may not yet be astronauts in the eyes of the US government. These are the first changes since the FAA Wings program started in 2004. The commercial astronaut Wings program updates were announced the same day that Amazon's Bezos flew aboard a Blue Origin rocket to the edge of space. To qualify as commercial astronauts, spacegoers must travel 50 miles or 80 kilometres above the Earth's surface, which both Mr. Bezos and Mr. Branson accomplished. But altitude aside, the agency says would-be astronauts must also have demonstrated activities during flight that were essential to public safety or contributed to human space flight safety. And what exactly counts as such is determined by FAA officials. In a statement, the FAA said the changes brought the Wings scheme more in line with its role to protect public safety during commercial space flights. On the 11th of July, Sir Richard flew on board Virgin Galactic's Spaceship Two to the edge of space as a test before allowing customers aboard next year. Bezos and three other crew members who flew on Blue Origin spacecraft may have less claims to the coveted title. Ahead of the launch, Blue Origin CEO Bob Smith said there's really nothing for a crew member to do on the autonomous vehicle. Those wishing for commercial wings need to be nominated for them as well. An FAA spokesman said they're not currently reviewing any submissions. There are two other ways to earn astronaut wings in the US, through the military or NASA. The Guardian says torrential rain has flooded roads and tube stations in London after thunderstorms hit the southeast of England on Sunday. A Barts Health NHS Trust declared a major incident after the flooding led to problems at Whipps Cross Hospital and Newham Hospital in the east of the city. Police had to close a road in southwest London where three double-decker buses were stuck under a railway bridge. The driver said passengers had to get off after his bus started taking on water. Other motorists in Walthamstow, northeast London, had to abandon their vehicles. It was also reported some residents there were in waist-high water in their homes, with emergency services called out to rescue them. Now, the Met Office and Environs Agency rain gauges show there was 48.5 millimetres of rain in 1 hour at Bethesden in Kent between 3pm and 4pm on Sunday, 38.5 millimetres in 1 hour in Ryde, Isle of Wight, and 20 to 30 millimetres in 1 hour in parts of London and nearby counties. Now, the London Fire Brigade said it had taken 300 flooding-related calls in just a few hours on Sunday. The Stand and Calling Music Festival, which had been taking place in Hertfordshire with a capacity of 15,000, was called off due to flooding. The Japan Times reports that Tokyo confirmed 1,763 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, the most ever for a Sunday, as the nation struggles to contain a new wave of infections amid the Olympic Games. Sunday's figure is 755 more than a week before, and it marked the sixth straight day of over 1,000 cases. Daily new infections in the capital averaged 1,453 in the week to Sunday, compared with 1,068 the previous week. In the capital, there are 72 COVID-19 patients with severe symptoms, down two from Saturday. On Saturday, Japan confirmed a total of 3,574 new cases, including 1,128 in Tokyo, 547 in Kanagawa Prefecture, 345 in Saitama Prefecture, 301 in Chiba Prefecture, and 283 in Osaka Prefecture. Sunday's daily counts in the capital fell week on week for the first time since June the 19th, as the number of COVID-19 tests dropped amid the four-day weekend in Japan from Thursday. And the local France says the French Parliament has adopted legislation making vaccine passports say a key part of daily life in the battle against COVID-19 after a compromise deal between lawmakers from the upper and lower houses. The breakthrough in talks between members of the National Assembly and Senate came a day after France was again shaken by a nationwide protest against the rules that saw over 160,000 people rally and dozens arrested.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
I'm Rob Harrison with the top stories across the Riviera. A massive fire that's so far destroyed more than 900 hectares of forest land in the Aude department is still not completely under control today. course of the fire, which started in the central reservation of the A61 motorway between Moux and Foncouvert on Saturday afternoon, quickly spread to the Montagne d'Alaric, resulting in the evacuation of 90 local residents and a large campsite. Firefighters from all over the south of France have been called in to tackle the flames, which spread quickly owing to a strong wind. The French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin has praised the efforts and said that a huge effort had been made to bring the fire under control. 7 Canadair planes and several water-bombing helicopters have been used in the operation, which resulted in the motorway being closed for several hours and power cuts for people in Perpignan, Narbonne and as far away as Spain and Portugal after a high-tension power line running through the affected area and supplying the European grid was turned off as a precaution. The Delta variant of coronavirus is continuing to spread rapidly in the Almaraseme and the Var, with near-record levels of infections registered over the weekend. 1,104 people tested positive for coronavirus in the Almaraseme alone on Saturday, and numbers are going up fast in the Var. The previous daily record for infections in the Almaraseme was 1,251, which was set on the 2nd of February this year. 10,000 daily tests for the virus are currently being conducted on the Côte d'Azur against 5,000 before President Macron made his health pass announcement. Meanwhile, the infection rate in the Almaraseme has risen to 459 per 100,000 people, an increase of 800% in 25 days. The prefect of the Almaraseme has announced that mask wearing is now compulsory in most outdoor areas, with the exception of beaches and large open spaces. The measure's in force from now until at least the 16th of August. The new restrictions come into force just 2 months after the wearing of masks was relaxed. Bernard Gonzalez says the current situation is preoccupying. While coronavirus infections continue to rise rapidly, there's still not undue pressure on hospital services. Bed occupancy rates are rising again, but so far there's not been a huge rise in admissions. 35 more patients were admitted for intensive care treatments on Saturday, with a total of 878 now in ICUs across the country. 6,787 people are currently being treated for the virus in hospital. Meanwhile, vaccination rates have been climbing fast since President Macron made his health pass announcement. 59% of the population has now had at least one vaccine shot, and 49.2% have had both jabs. More than 69.5 million vaccine doses have been administered since the 27th of December. Pharmacies across France have reported long queues as people rush to get tested or vaccinated ahead of the busiest holiday period of the year. With the introduction of the health pass and its extension on the 1st of August, more and more people will be required to show either a negative test or proof of vaccination to be able to go on holiday or even enjoy a restaurant meal. Pharmacists say they're running low or are completely out of vaccine supplies, and many have been unable to keep up with demand. Antigen and PCR testing has been carried out at the rate of 15 tests per hour at many outlets. Large protests have again been staged around the country by people either opposed to COVID-19 vaccination or against the health pass regulations. Around 11,000 people took part in a protest in Paris, while several thousand people took part in a march along the Promenade des Anglais in Nice. Several thousand people marched in Toulon, and in Marseille, a television camera crew from France 2 was attacked by a small group of demonstrators who forced them to stop filming. President Macron has again urged people to get vaccinated against the virus. During visits to French Polynesia, Mr. Macron said it is the civic duty of all to maximise the chance of bringing coronavirus under control. The National Assembly has now passed the government's health pass legislation after a marathon weekend session ended in compromise. The new laws will only be allowed to continue until the 15th of November, when there will have to be a fresh vote in Parliament. Police will have a limited role in enforcing the new regulations, and health workers who refuse the vaccine will not be automatically sacked, but will have their salary suspended. And French police have asked for the dental records of Esther Dingley, the British hiker who went missing in the Pyrenees last November. The 37-year-old had been walking alone in the mountains near the Spanish border and was last seen on the 22nd of November. Forensics officers will study the records in Bordeaux, along with a DNA sample from the missing woman's mother, to establish whether human remains discovered near to where she was last seen are hers. The site, as a high mountain pass near Port-le-Glaire, has been searched, but apart from the human remains, nothing else belonging to the missing woman, such as her clothes and high-vis yellow tent, has been found.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Day 3 of the Olympic Games in Tokyo, and China continues to lead the medals table. China has 6 gold medals and a total of 13, while Japan and the United States have 5 each. South Korea and Australia have 2 each. Today there's action in archery, artistic gymnastics, the men's canoe slalom, diving, shooting, women's street skateboarding, taekwondo, women's weightlifting and table tennis. Britain's Adam Peaty has won gold in the men's 100 metres backstroke. Meanwhile, Andy Murray is withdrawn from the men's singles in the tennis with a minor thigh strain, but he will continue on in the doubles. Rugby Union, the British and Irish Lions have reported no major injury concerns as preparation starts for the second test against the Springboks next weekend. The Lions came from behind to beat South Africa 22-17 in the first test on Saturday night in a scintillating second-half performance. Head coach Warren Gatland said the beating the world champions was very special, but the hard work was only just beginning, with two more matches to come, but just one more victory to win the series. Time for a check on the day's football news. Here's the latest from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. The former Manchester United and Everton defender Phil Neville says he knows the consequences after his Inter Miami side were thrashed at home by New England Revolution for their sixth straight defeat in Major League Soccer. Miami, who are part owned by his former Manchester United teammate David Beckham, are bottom of the Eastern Conference in Neville's first season as boss.
It's probably the lowest in terms of sort of like my feelings after a defeat that I've had since I came to this football club, and we've had some disappointments. You can lose games in football. The manner in which we lost tonight was I've said the word unacceptable in the past. Feels worse than that.
The former Liverpool midfielder, Jorginho Wijnaldum, says he didn't feel loved and appreciated by some during his time at the club. The 30-year-old Dutch international moved to Paris Saint-Germain on a free transfer this summer after his contract with the Anfield side came to an end. He had joined the Reds for £25 million from Newcastle United in 2016. Wijnaldum made 237 appearances for Liverpool and helped them win the Premier League and Champions League. In the Olympic football tournament, the defending champions Brazil were held to a goalless draw by Ivory Coast in Group D after Aston Villa midfielder Douglas Luiz was sent off for a trip on the former Leeds winger Max Gradel on just 13 minutes. Luiz was initially booked, but the yellow card was upgraded to red by VAR after he was deemed to deny a goal-scoring opportunity. Elsewhere, the Burnley striker Chris Wood was on target in New Zealand's 3-2 loss to Honduras. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Cricket, Australia play West Indies in the third one-day international in Barbados later with the series tied at 1-1. West Indies won the second match by 4 wickets to level the series, and there was further bad news for Australia with the news that Aaron Finch is out for the rest of the tour and facing knee surgery. Play in the series decider starts at 8:30pm French time. And in Formula One, Red Bull are still fuming over the crash which took Max Verstappen out of the British Grand Prix. Team principal Christian Horner roundly blamed Lewis Hamilton for the crash, although Mercedes maintained it was a racing incident. Horner says the accident has cost the team $1.8 million, which is more than 1% of Red Bull's total budget this season. He added the cost could impact the team's ability to bring performance upgrades to the car. The battle between Verstappen and Hamilton will resume at the Hungarian Grand Prix next weekend. Can't wait.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Outmaritime in the Var, the general situation is a depression 1,013 millibars over the region. Winds are easterly, force 2 to 4, the sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint Jean Cap Ferrat, 1,010 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, clear skies, force 1 to 3 variable winds, calm seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are variable, force 2 to 4, the sea is slight, visibility is good, barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,011 millibars, and the outlook for a Tuesday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, variable winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer, open-air shopping and leisure centre.
Did you have a shower on Saturday afternoon? Typical. I just poured myself a beer and I settled down on the terrace to read a book and it started raining. It didn't last long, but it kind of ruined the impact. Partially cloudy with some thunder inland as the forecast today. Light to moderate easterly winds. Top temperatures 26 to 28 degrees on the coast. There are 30 to 31 degrees inland. Overnight lows 22 or 23 degrees with partially cloudy skies. Tuesday and Wednesday, partially cloudy, highs of 27 to 29 degrees on the coast, 31 to 32 degrees inland.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer, open-air shopping and leisure centre. Shops, restaurants, cinema, casino, gym. There is something for everyone. Only 20 minutes from Monaco and Cannes. Visit polygon-riviera.fr.
Finally, Norwegians have been left awestruck by a bright meteor that illuminated the night sky in the country's southeast. Footage shows powerful flashes of light over Norway, followed by what witnesses described as loud bangs on Sunday. Our Norwegian police say they received a flurry of emergency calls and there were no reports of any injuries or damage. A team of experts are hunting for the meteorites, which they believe landed in a forest near Oslo. A meteor is a space rock that burns brightly after entering Earth's atmosphere at high speed. It becomes known as a meteorite if it survives its passage to the ground. The Norwegian Meteor Network says Sunday's fireball was visible for at least 5 seconds after it appeared at 1 a.m. local time, travelling at around 16.3 kilometres per second. That's nearly 36,500 miles an hour. And the meteor could be seen over large parts of southern Scandinavia. Astronomers say that the space rock may have hit the ground in a wooded area around 60 kilometres west of Oslo.